Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dearly beloved, the text is probably, at least to my knowledge, the shortest gospel lesson in the entire lectionary, one verse of St. Luke's gospel, the second chapter. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far the text, the name Jesus. Jesus means he shall save his people, as we just sang in that hymn. Jesus, name of wondrous love, name all other names above. What a marvelous thing that Jesus' name tells us exactly who he is and exactly what he's doing. And at his circumcision, we have the full circle of completeness of what God in his grace is doing for his people, for you and for me. You see, in the Old Testament, there was not holy baptism as we have it, baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so people were admitted into the covenant of God's people through circumcision. The males were circumcised and the females became part of God's people when they became mothers. When Jesus is circumcised, however, that Old Testament ritual has passed away. It never needs to be done again. Every male in the Old Testament in Israel had to be circumcised to become a part of Israel. It was supposed to be done on the eighth day, that is, 1 week after the child was born. So this year, for example, we had Christmas Day, the birth of Jesus, that's one Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then you count Sunday again, if you're a Hebrew, the eighth day. And on the eighth day, Jesus began fulfilling all righteousness by shedding his blood. He shed his blood for you and me. And that it's on the eighth day shows us that we are now in a new era. Just like we're in a new year this morning. Now that's kind of our artificial designation for what somehow mysteriously happened overnight. But we now say we're in the year 2017. But in the new era of Jesus, there is no longer circumcision to enter God's kingdom, to become part of God's family. There is now holy baptism. That, as St. Paul says, is how we become the children of God by faith, through the waters of holy baptism. And this is framed for us today in this one verse of Scripture as Mary and Joseph, good, devout, faithful Jews, keep the law of Moses and do for their son what the law demanded. They do things in the way the Old Testament says it needs to be done. Maybe you have spoken with a person older than you who says, well, I like to do things the old-fashioned way. Behold, the old has passed away, and the new has come in Jesus Christ. Circumcision was a mark on the flesh, and it showed that you are now part of this family and this nation, the people of God. But it wasn't a mark that was readily available and was ordinarily kept hidden. Jesus is a faithful and a devout Jew who is brought into God's covenant through circumcision. And now, no one else needs that in order to be part of God's covenant. Circumcision, you will note, is the first shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. 8 days. 1 week old, Jesus is shedding his blood for you and me. You start with the shedding of the blood and then the purification that comes by this blood. And at this time of year, we often read the lesson of 12-year-old Jesus being about the business of his Father in the temple. And what is the business of God the Father? the business of God the Father is the forgiveness of sins through the sacrifice of his own Son. The things of the Father are forgiveness. Jesus, St. John writes in his gospel, came to save the world, not to condemn the world. Jesus does not come for our punishment. He does not come for our condemnation, but he comes for our forgiveness. Is that not a marvelous way to enter into that new page on the calendar, the new day in our lives, the new year that stretches ahead of us, entering in through the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ by the shedding of his blood? This avails as a one-time event for all humanity. Jesus takes his place as a man among humanity, and then, by his bleeding, he shows that he is sin-bearer, taking our place once and for all. No one now will enter into God's family through circumcision. What replaced that is the water of holy baptism, a gracious washing of rebirth and a regeneration through the Holy Spirit. Thus, on the eighth day, we have the significance of eternity for the Jews. So at circumcision, a child becomes an infinite relationship with God the Father. And the eighth day? The eighth day was the day of resurrection. It's the first day of the second week. And so when Christ arose, he completed the work for which he had come, the work of his suffering and death on the cross for our forgiveness. He passed through death and entered into eternal life. And that's what happens to us in our baptism. That's why we so often proclaim the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's why we remember God's name with the sign of the cross, because at our baptism, we were marked with the sign of the cross upon our forehead and upon our heart. It is this baptism that takes us into death with our Lord Jesus Christ, through the valley of the shadow of death, and raises us to new life with him. Our baptism is a mark which can't be seen, but it's far more permanent than circumcision. In holy baptism, we become partakers of the blood which Christ shed when he was 8 days old, shed for us. This is the seal and the promise and the mark of Christ by means of that holy name of God. When you hear the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are hearing your own family name, for that is the family into which you have been brought by holy baptism, by Christ's death and resurrection. And this is not without irony. The irony is that by his circumcision, Jesus shows that he was normal. He was a little Jewish baby boy who was circumcised on the eighth day. But he will show in the end that he is the one who bears that name which is above all other names. Jesus shows when he is 8 days old that it is clear that he is shedding his blood for us. Jesus is the name of the sacrificial lamb, and everybody is invited now to partake of the full benefits of Christ's atoning death. So as the Lord Jesus entered into the covenant of Israel in our place, we enter into this new year with the blessings of Almighty God, washed in the water of holy baptism, and prepared to receive from his hand the benefits of the sacrifice which Christ made for us once and for all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.